you love it so much that you tolerate watching after the altar. And even though you love it, kinda, did the scenes with Chelsea and Kwame kinda make you want to put your head between your legs and lose consciousness? Like, you thought you knew what cringe was, and it turns out you were wrong. Well, we here at Reality Gaze have a solution. It's Kwamsies! Simply pop a tablet of Kwamsies every time Chelsea and Kwame are on your screen. You'll immediately feel the need to regurgitate and or empty your bowels, which will forcibly drive you to the nearest restroom. When you get back 15 minutes or an hour later, the scenes will be over. But what about group scenes, you ask, when there's everyone else? You're pretty much fucked. And if you love Kwamsies, you'll love our new product, Joshkies, for that underlying current of fear and revulsion you feel while watching Jackie and Josh's segments. Just waiting for another marker of an abusive relationship to rear its ugly head. Simply pop a Joshkies, and you'll temporarily become blind and deaf, and you also may feel the need to regurgitate into your bowels. Once you regain your sight and hearing, the scene will be over. However, when they're in group scenes, you're still fucked. We recommend white-knuckling it till the end, or picturing Brett and Tiffany's faces on their bodies. And fear not, Love is Blind Season 5 is only a few short weeks away. So you can first love the contestants, then wind up hating them again, as we always do. Kwamsie and Joshkies, available at your local Dollar General and Bucky's. Altar. Very good.
You're welcome. I did an ending.
Thank you.
A button. Hello. Oh, it's still going. Jesus.
How can we not find anything smooth?
I know. We have our new mics, too, and our intern's masturbating in the corner because we finally bought good equipment.
This is After the Altar.
This is After the Altar.
After the Altar Season 4.
Episodes, we're going to be doing 14, 15, and 16 in this podcast.
Because
not a lot happened.
Nothing happened!
There's only one beautiful thing that happened, and that is
Monica Dance the Waltz! And I was like, who came out of nowhere?
But at least she made it interesting. But it was totally stupid.
She Monica Lewinsky the whole thing. So,
it made no sense.
I have a question.
Yes. Welcome, everyone. Welcome back, by the way.
Welcome back to the kind of, this is, because you know when you're hearing After the Altar, it's Love is Blind season.
I feel like
Love is Blind season 5, September 22nd.
I feel like we're naked right now because with these, we're not holding microphones now. Don't you feel like you're just like, your shirt's off or something, or you just feel naked?
No.
I know that's familiar to you. You're used to being naked in public. I'm not.
It does feel like we are... It does feel like there's not a dividing line between us and the audience. It feels like there's just a dick in my face.
Oh. Good times.
Anyway.
Good times.
After the Altar, Season 4, my question for you is...
Yes, Mary.
Do we need it?
After the Altar?
Yeah.
We've had four of them now. No, three of them, because they didn't do it for season one.
No, they did.
We've had four. Yes, they did. We've had four of them now, and season two was the only After the Altar that was good. Remember, we hated season two with Shane, and then we liked the After the Altar.
Is that the one with Sal's girlfriend? The theater one.
Yes, the theater one. They went to the house.
It was, in a way, it was terrible. But we liked it because it was so terrible.
But it was enjoyable. It was enjoyable and it was messy. There was messiness.
Yeah.
I think the biggest thing that's happened with this Love is Blind After the Altar is...
Because last season was garbage. Absolute garbage.
Yes, but a lot of people said this season of Love is Blind we thought was one of the best ones.
Four?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was great. But these